Charlotte's Best Mix with Matt Harris and friends.
Did you miss the show?
Download the podcast now.
All right, Freako. Thanks for being here. Rate, follow, share the episode. Appreciate that. Socials, Ramona Holloway, Matt Harris, Mix 107.9, or the Morning Mix Insta and Facebook. Did you ever go to see a celeb, like a house maybe where a movie was filmed or where a celebrity grew up or something like that? That is not like Graceland. Like, it's not well known. You just heard about it. Because people are apparently are doing that like crazy right now. Because of social media and Google Maps, there's a lot more visitors come to these people's houses that are connected in some way. I can't see myself ever going out of my way for that. Of course, I don't go out of my way for anything.
Oh, yeah, I've done this. But
I've done this.
Yeah. What'd you do? JD?
I've gone to celebrities' houses. I've gone to filming locations. I've done the whole deal.
Same.
I've not.
In fact, there are people in Belmont who will tell me, like, "Hey, listen, you know they're filming a little something down at Belmont Middle School.
Uh-huh.
So they were filming yesterday at the old City Hall downtown, and you know who's there?
Boom.
Ramona.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean, even after the fact. Like, you see the movie, and then you got to go to the places where it was in the movie?
Okay.
I've done this.
One of the reasons I went to Savannah.
See the Forrest Gump or whatever's down there?
Well, Midnight in the Garden of Good and Evil.
Yeah, there's a bunch of
those,
right?
Yeah. I mean, obviously, you know, Charleston, too, that's where Outer Banks is filmed.
Yeah, so people do that.
Gone and done that. And then The Notebook, which is one of my favorite movies, was filmed in Charleston.
Of course it is.
Hey, listen, I love that movie. How dare you?
I'm going to dare me.
It's always fun going to those. And then when we lived out on the West Coast, Twilight was filmed out there in the Pacific Northwest where we lived near Portland. And so we would drive around and go to all those places.
And all the vampires are waiting for
you. I bet fans of Are You There, God? It's Me, Margaret have checked out some of the sites where they filmed.
And
even some of the extras who took probably friends and family there. And one of the little extras who we love, Maggie, I know she was going all over the place.
There's a Cornelia Street, a side street, Manhattan's West Village, which is from Taylor Swift's song, Cornelia Street.
Mm-hmm.
Although the singer never owned the house, lived there for a very brief time. They talk about this 17-year-old Lily Posner. They're there with her grandmother, and she's so excited, and they had a big vacation, and that was like the highlight of it all.
Mm-hmm.
People just keep stopping by there. A few blocks away, 66 Perry Street, a brownstone, was the home of Carrie Bradshaw
in
Sex and the City.
They have Sex and the City tours, like little double-decker buses.
Jeez.
Devoted to going everywhere Carrie lived, shopped,
very close to doing it.
Yeah.
But every time I've been to the city, my friends were like, no.
Yeah.
We are not paying for that in New York City.
Right. The series ended in 04, but still every few minutes, there's a group that meanders down the street.
Yeah.
And they say that a lot of these places are really picking up because it's so much easier to find these places now.
Yeah.
This woman in Redding, Connecticut, is in a house where Mark Twain died. And she said, really, was kind of dead for a while. But in recent years, more and more Twainiacs, as they're called, are showing up there.
I didn't know they had a Twainiacs.
Yeah, right.
Okay. Yeah. I didn't know they were a squad.
No,
but here's the thing. In this situation, I believe it makes what they've read or seen on film more real.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? It brings it to life. Because I know when I read something, I give it a look in my mind. And then when I see it in real life. So these are people who've heard the song. They have pictured what that place meant to Taylor and they're listening to the song. And then go see it.
But a lot of these places they've seen because they're in shows. Like Albuquerque, New Mexico, the owner's of the house that was Walter White's in
Breaking Bad.
We're throwing pizzas on the roof for a while. The exterior of the home on the Brady Bunch is about to be sold. It's in
but
contract.
even if you've seen it on film or like it's like the difference between visiting the Grand Canyon and looking at pictures of the Grand Canyon.
Yeah,
I'm
different.
Not going out of my way for the Grand Canyon.
See?
Yeah.
If you're not going out of your way for the Grand Canyon,
I get it.
I'm not driving 2 miles out of the way and wasting 17 cents in gas.
Hey, that's a big hole. I get it.
So you don't get it. So you don't. You'll never get this concept.
The Big Chill House in Buford, South Carolina.
Oh.
Every weekday, 25 to 50 people stop by. Twice that many on weekends. Big Chill was a gazillion years ago. And they'll stand there and they'll sing songs from the Big Chill.
Okay.
Joy to the World, Three Dog Night, and things like that.
Let's bring it down to a personal level. If you were in a relationship with someone, I'm talking serious love relationship, and you went to visit their hometown, would you want to drive with them to the house where they grew up? Or would you be like, oh.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, no, I would. Of course I'd want to go and do that.
I mean, I would pretend I did, maybe. I would pretend I did, of course.
Liz, yes. Would you?
Absolutely, I'm sure. I've been on the receiving end and been on the other end of it, too. Like, oh, yeah, that's where, you
I
know.
Grew up.
Yeah.
And...
yeah, I mean, maybe if there's something exciting about it, maybe.
What do you mean exciting? What
I threw my first pizza on a roof there.
Yeah, no, like, I'll tell you what makes it exciting. Maybe it was a gigantic house or it was a crap house. But if it's just a regular house, I don't want to see it.
Matt's also the guy, like, when you move in someplace, and he's like, oh, do you want to see the new house? He's like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
You want to see the bedrooms? You want to see, look around? No, I don't really want to tour.
It's a house.
No. That is pretty bad. Yeah. Like, oh, you want to go see the high school I went to? No, not really.
No. I get it. It was cool. It was high.
Yeah,
you went
there. Is there something unique about it or something? I mean, why am I going to drive
around? Was it a gigantic, awesome, or was it a little tiny crap hole? Because if you didn't go to school in a one-room schoolhouse, like...
I don't need it. And even then, like, I get the idea of a one-room schoolhouse. I've seen them before. A lot of... they all talk about Home Alone house. People go to that one.
Oh, absolutely.
And it's more popular than ever.
The Brady Bunch house?
Yep. That's
and the thing about it is, when these homes are... up for sale, there's still headlines.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that was just the exterior. I mean, of
the Amityville house.
Oh,
headlines.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And the Golden Girls house.
Of course.
They got that going on. So
I will forever want a lanai.
Yeah. I did go to the OJ, but it was right afterward, the Nicole Brown, the site of the murders.
You would go to a murder
that
house.
Was, that's a dark
Matt,
tourism.
Hello.
We're talking
I'm telling you right now. Just understand, many people consider that dark. Okay?
Well,
we're talking about Brady Bunch houses and all this other stuff. And you're like, wholesome. I did go to where a guy was decapitated. Woo, hey.
How
sir.
Did it get the size? It couldn't get the size in the photos. It was, you know, like.
Sir, so that's what these people are doing.
Yeah, yeah, right.
You no, have a reference, but yours is dark.
There was just a brief picture on a like in the courtroom. This was like in the 90s. You couldn't see it. I had to go there to get a real feed. Like now you can see everything. You get it. And I didn't go out of my way. It just happened to be near the Playboy Mansion.
I bet you went there and wasn't really getting in.
I didn't. Yeah, I got yes, I did. I put on
in many ways.
Ramona's reality room.
I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just telling my truth.
My truth.
My truth is, partying looks different at my age than it did when I was in my teens. And when I was in my 20s.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
30s, even.
And there is a viral video of some people who've got to at least be in their 40s, 50s, and maybe even 60s.
Fighting.
It's
crazy.
Now, our goal when we party, yes, is to have a good time.
Sure.
But there's another goal that we should all have. Don't go viral.
Yeah,
okay?
That's true.
Okay.
You're not going to go viral for something awesome 99.999% of the time.
Yeah.
If there is some kind of slip up, immediately it's down.
Yeah.
But if the person on the other end isn't with your crew or you.
Yeah. It's the Montgomery Mollywop. It was. There's so many things to break down in that.
Alabama slammer. I mean, I don't care what you call it. Black Twitter is having a field.
I'm sure.
An absolute field day. And I'm looking at this video and saying, what is probably at the root of what went down? some people on a pontoon who partied a little too hard.
Yeah, felt they could park wherever they wanted to park.
No, I think that's an exaggeration. They partied a lot damn too hard.
Yeah,
because anytime your party turns into you laying unholy hands on another human being, anytime you go viral, anytime you make the news, our goal every day, if we haven't rescued somebody from a fire, should be to stay out of the damn news.
Yeah, this is true. This is true. There's so many things to break down on that thing. From the security guard, when he takes his hat off,
it was like a bat signal.
Yeah, it was a bat signal.
It was on.
But I like to call it a black signal.
Yeah.
He flipped it up like, I need some help, y'all. And help, like, arrived.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, I'm looking at these people and I'm breaking down the ages. And I say, I bet these are some of the same people saying those damn young people. And who had the most integrity, I believe, of anybody, unquestionable integrity, was the teenager who jumped in the water because he saw a fellow coworker in distress.
Yes. Swimming like crazy. A madman.
Do you know how hard it is to swim fully clothed?
Yeah, it's not fully easy.
The one teenager is the one who's like, hey, my guy needs help.
Let me help. And then he takes off
one shoe and he's like, ah.
Like, I don't have time
for this.
I don't have time for the second suit.
And you never want to show up for a fight sopping wet. That's one of my rules.
You shouldn't have a rule about how you show up for a fight.
Naked or sopping wet, two things.
Ever.
I'm not showing up for a fight.
Because you shouldn't be planning to fight.
No, well,
okay?
Of course, I've never bet it up.
Unless you are in a ring.
Yes.
I'm talking to you, Creed. I'm talking to you, Rocky.
Yeah.
Unless you are in a ring, no.
No fighting.
No.
I can't believe there's not enough sensible people to...
Like, usually there's one person on the pontoon who you're like, oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Oh, here we go.
Yeah.
Like the guy walking around with the phone.
Larry's getting drunk and belligerent. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and then they pull
him
back.
But how many people?
It was a lot.
It was a very lot. You can see it
on the
various socials of ours, including the Morning Mix with Matt and Friends Facebook page. Mm-hmm. And
Mental health.
We had some celebrities reach out
to us. It's important.
It is. We had some celebrities reach out to us on socials. Yes, I'll tell you about that on the Morning Mix. Well, we did the Matt Ramone Off Air podcast last week, and we got into this conversation about Walmart radio.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that plays over the loud speaker, the PA at
Walmart.
I wonder,
do other customers notice it while they're shopping?
Or is it just us because we're radio people?
Right.
I don't know.
Is it just like something that they don't care about?
I think it's just maybe just in the background form. They don't really... I don't know. I always,
because
the minute I go in, I hear
it. I'm tuned in, okay?
Yeah, big time.
I am criticizing
every single
thing they're doing. Like, seriously? Like, that's the employee you're interviewing?
Because
I talk to the employees
at
the Belmont Walmart all the time.
Right.
That's weird.
I know Robert and them, okay? I talk to Della, who used to work with us, works down the street here. At the Wilkinson Walmart.
Why aren't they on there?
No, it's way too boring. Way too boring. So I have gone in.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also give them props, by the way, when there's a good break.
Okay? Sure.
And I'm like, okay, I like that. Good energy there.
Yeah.
Strong voice. Okay.
Yeah, you knew where you were going.
All right. Okay. All right. I see what you did there. I probably would have plugged that we've got the Sofia Vergara line, but okay. You know.
Yeah, the rollbacks on aisle 7.
But their boss is like every other boss.
Right,
they talk about what they talk about.
They know what they can do and they know what they can't do.
Yeah, and so somehow they got word about our podcast and our conversation about wanting to be Walmart radio people. And what happened, JD?
So they got us on our Instagram at Mix1079. The guy, his name's Bo. I'm assuming he is the boss, the program director of all the
radio. Oh, you don't think he's the personality?
I think that he's on the air, but I think he also is the big boss.
Okay.
Then he sent this DM to us and said, okay, we heard your Walmart radio segment. It's actually the coolest gig in radio.
I bet it is.
I bet it is.
I totally think it is, too.
I bet this is his company.
Yeah.
He's a DJ mm-hmm. who was like, I am so tired of this corporate blah 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 blah.
Uh-huh.
And said, I'm going to do my own thing.
Right.
And invents Walmart Radio.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. What did he say anything else about it?
He said, so I think we need to take over Mix 107.9 for a morning, all fairness now. So
okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's what it is.
Okay. If Matt and Ramona take over
Walmart.
Walmart Radio.
Fair for fair.
You want you can do Charlotte. Take it.
Yeah.
Take it. And then you let us do Walmart Radio for a day. Bring it on.
Okay.
Bring it on.
Absolutely.
Listen, bring it on.
I am down for whatever we want to do.
We will quit our podcast. We will quit. No, seriously. I will quit the Matt Ramona off-air podcast.
Yeah.
Exchange.
If we don't blow up Walmart Radio.
No.
Okay, so
but if we blow up Walmart Radio, you quit Walmart Radio.
Where's the
That's where we're putting it down.
So the studios are in Arkansas, where Walmart is, you know,
sure.
where the hub is. But they have local market offices everywhere, and they travel a whole bunch.
They travel a lot, huh?
He said that they travel a bunch because I started chit-chatting with them a little bit.
Well, they got to go to stores. You want to meet real people.
Exactly.
I don't think so. They're all actors.
I hope so. I hope.
Think so.
Yeah. But if that's what they're getting out of real people, I mean, what are your interview skills like?
Let's have this guy set it up. We want to talk to him next week or something.
Yeah, I will absolutely set it up.
Bring it on, Bo.
Comment and reach out. Ramona Holloway, Matt Harris, Mix 107.9. Talk soon.
Always streaming live at Mix 107.9.com. The free Mix app and Charlotte's best mix on your radio. It's Mix 107.9.